Become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
Hey, what's going on? This is episode 25 of the Rain Man podcast. And yes, I know I'm about 3 days late. As of this recording, it is Friday. Jesus Christ. I know I said I was going to put one out every Tuesday, but some technical difficulties. And by technical, I mean I work third shift now. So I'm basically a fucking zombie. I sleep during the day now. And my fucking cat found this little ball with the goddamn bell on it. Can you just wait till I finish recording? Don't play with that now. Give me that. All right, I'll give it back to you in a couple of minutes. Let me just do this intro. Okay, sorry about that. But yeah, third shift. Pretty fucking difficult trying to plan out your day. Or have a life when you're up and there's nothing open. So, yeah, sorry about that. I'll figure something out. But I'm going to put one out every week, all right? I'm dedicated to that shit, okay? What's going on? I can't complain too much because, actually, the best thing about working third shift is, one, I don't deal with customers, and two, I can have my headphones on all day at work and just listen to podcasts all day. So that's what I've been doing. 8 hours a day, fucking catching up on shit. I'll make a little playlist, 8 hours straight. And the time just flies. And I actually had some recommendations. Two episodes, actually. One was from Talk to Cleo. That's her podcast. Talk to Cleo podcast. And she had a guest up there called, I don't know his name. It just slipped my mind. I remember his Twitter handle. You can follow him on Twitter at RealJerkOff69. Yes, that's real. And yes, that is awesome. Follow him and check that podcast out because he tells a crazy fucking story. It's like, I don't even want to spoil it too much. Just know he got caught with some weed. You know, he got arrested over a joint. And that joint just starts a chain reaction of shit. And just listen to it, man. Check it out. Just really interesting story, I thought. And let me know what you think about that one. And what else? There was another podcast I started listening to. Not started, but just going back to old episodes. Oh, the Cassius Morris podcast. And that's his real name too, and it sounds fucking awesome. That's a perfect fucking name for a wrestler, Cassius Morris. But yeah, this kid's like 16. I think he started podcasting at like 12. I remember my ego didn't let me listen to this kid. I'm like, what the fuck? How am I going to relate to a 16-year-old? And then I had to shut my ego the fuck up and remind myself, like, asshole, you were 16 at one point, you know? And, it's a great fucking show. He has so many guests up there. He's doing his fucking thing, man. So congrats to him. What else? You know what? I think that's it. Again, I'm sorry. 3 days late. No excuse. But here's a new episode. All right? Enjoy. This is the time of year I cannot stand. I hate this season. Not the holiday season. No. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love cheesy Christmas, you know, TV show specials. I love all that stuff. No, I'm not talking about the holiday season. I'm talking about election season. I can't fucking stand it. Especially when watching television. I already don't watch it that much. Now I'm even going to watch less of it because every commercial, it's a governor and they're just mudslinging each other and they don't talk about any issues. The main focus is to make the other one look like shit so you don't vote for them. They never go at any issues. And I get a lot of shit for this. I don't vote, okay? Believe it or not, that's me choosing, okay? Now, if you vote, that's cool. Go ahead, vote. You want? I don't shit on anyone who wants to vote. By all means, that's what you believe in. Go right ahead. go vote, go get the little sticker they give you, slap it on your forehead, take that selfie, put it on Instagram, congratulations, good job, you voted. Why don't you go put on one of those vote or die t-shirts? How about that? Remember those? Fucking puffy, shitting out $100 bills from that shit. $20 a fucking shirt. And fucking ass clowns really bought them. Vote or die. God damn. That was so sad. And you had celebrities wearing that shit. What was it, like 8 years ago? You don't see nobody wearing that shit anymore. About 8 years ago. He had 50 Cent wearing them. I remember Paris Hilton wearing them on the little billboard ads. Because when you think Paris Hilton, you don't think night vision goggles and dick sucking. You think politics when you think of Paris Hilton, correct? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Fucking vote or die. What did that even mean? Did Puffy ever explain what the fuck that meant? Vote or die? Is that a choice? So if I vote, I'm going to become a Highlander. I'm going to be immortal. No. Fucking vote or die. I'm sorry. I'm just going off on a rant. I just don't. Look. Let me just keep this short and sweet. You know the main reason why I don't vote? It's very simple. There is no choice. There's no choices. There's no choices. There's no options. In my eyes and ears, I see no variety when it comes to politicians. When they're all standing on stage talking, you could honestly take that person out, put someone else in it. It's the same shit. Everyone looks the same. Everyone sounds the same, acts the same. Every 4 years, it's the same goddamn shit. It's like the James Bond franchise. Different actors playing the same goddamn role. All right, let me just say in advance that I was not going to talk about this song. Just because, for one, it's old as fuck, all right? I think it's about a year old. And two of my favorite podcasts have already talked about this song already. So it felt a little, I don't know what's the word, just fucking cheesy. It felt cheesy to talk about it, but I have to talk about it, all right? And the two other ones I heard were Bill Burr talked about this song, and Sam Roberts. Two funny podcasts, by the way, you should check out. And if you listen to them, you probably know what song I'm talking about. Excuse me. The song is called Rude by a band named Magic. All right? Now, let me just stress to you, I used to like this song. When it was on the radio, I don't judge me. I'm not ashamed of it. I fucking jammed to it. Had a little reggae beat to it. I obviously knew they weren't reggae. They weren't reggae. Jesus Christ. Obviously knew they weren't fucking Jamaican. Just from the sound of the song, I knew, okay, it's a bunch of white guys. I'm guessing 4 or 5 of them. And they're doing reggae music. All right. It's not the first time. What's that song? Red, white. I don't even think there was a black guy in that group. But back to this song. All right? Somebody told me, if you watch the music video, you're not going to like it no more. I should have listened to them. Because I enjoyed the song. I saw the video. I don't like it no more. They're just a bunch of fucking hippies. These fucking hipsters. The lead singer looks like Adrian Brody. The video sucked. Now the song sucks. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever liked the song and then seen the artist that performs the song and now you no longer enjoy that song? That's what happened to me just now. The song sucks now. I can't even, it's on the radio, I just turned it off. I can't do it no more. Why you gotta be so rude? The fuck up. You know the main reason why I can't enjoy this song anymore? Because now, with my imagination, when I hear the song, I put myself in the role of the dad. All right? But let's just act it out. Fuck it. Here we go. All right? I'm at home with the wife, the kid. Doorbell rings. This fucking punk walks to the door. You know, I would like to have your daughter's hand in marriage. No, you can't have her hand in marriage. That's not a good idea. You two are still young. You have a whole life ahead of you. I don't think marriage is a good idea. Why you gotta be so rude? That's why you can't marry my daughter. Because you turn into a little bitch at the first sign of a confrontation. Don't you know I'm human too? Listen to me. Get the fuck out of my house. Get your fucking band or I'm going to get my gun. Do you understand me? Get the fuck out of my house. I'm going to marry her anyway. If you're going to marry her anyway, why the fuck are you asking me for, you little prick? Do you see how my mind works? I can't listen to this song anymore. It's done. Why am I sharing this with you? Honestly, I need time to kill. All right? This podcast is late. I forgot to just confess that to you. You want another music confession? Here, I got one more, actually. You know what song I was scared of as a kid? I must have been like five or six, maybe. Scared as fuck of this song, and I don't think I've told anybody this shit. The Rhythm Is Gonna Get Ya by Gloria Estefan. You remember that song? Rhythm is gonna get ya. Now I like it. You know, it's a dope song. Back then, scared the shit out of me. It was just scary. It had a scary fucking rhythm. And then when she would say, Rhythm is gonna get you. When she said it the third time, you would hear the rhythm. It was like a monster. Woof. Go ahead, YouTube it. Scary as shit for a 5-year-old. All right, we got a couple of questions here. we got two emails and a text message. All right, here the fuck we go. All right, first one. Why do you have such a fear of having children? I don't think I said I have a fear. Or maybe I did. Maybe I just worded it wrong. Is that even a word? Worded it? Maybe I just said it wrong. No, I don't have a fear of kids. I just, I don't need kids right now. all right? I don't have a tribe. Okay, I don't need to reproduce at the moment. The only time of the year that I want kids, and it's funny because I was talking about this the other day, the only time I want kids is during Halloween. You know? You can live vicariously through your kids. And at the end of the day, they don't really have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, if I had a 9-month-old and, you know, it's a boy, obviously he's going to be Super Mario for Halloween. All right. He's 9 months. He has no choice. What, is he going to start crying? Shut the fuck up. Put this mustache on. All right. It's no different than those mothers on those Tyler's and Tiara show. Except I'm not a psycho mom. And I only dress my kid up once a year. So, yeah, it's against his will. But, hey, what can you do? So, yeah, there you go. I hope I answered your question. You know what I would do, honestly, when I'm a little bit more stable? I'd adopt, you know? And I don't need to be, you know, in a relationship. I'll be a fucking single dad. I'll do the adoption thing. Anything that lets me skip the first year and a half, that's really the main thing. As far as having kids, that first year and a half, I'm just like, fuck that, man. Just give me a kid that already knows how to potty train, and I'll be fucking good. He can wipe his ass. Let's rock and roll. Oh, and shout out to Biff Sweetwater, too, on Twitter. he had a great podcast with his dad. And actually had the privilege of being on his show, by the way. You should probably check that out. But I was listening to an old podcast of his, and he had his dad up there. And they were talking about adoption and how it works. And it was, like, completely eye-opening. One of the main reasons why it was eye-opening is because I'm an idiot. You know, his dad was breaking down. Well, didn't necessarily get into too much detail. But, yeah, he opened my eyes to what adoption really is. Because me, being the moron that I am, I thought you go somewhere and you look through a catalog and you just pick the one you want. Like, fuck it, you know, some paperwork here, but whatever. Like a dealership. Just walk in. Yeah, he looks a little athletic. Yeah, let me get one of those. That's what I thought, all right? I thought it was like Problem Child Part 1. Remember when they go into the church and like they look through the book and they see the kid and pick him out? I swear to God, that's how I thought it ran. And that's how I thought it worked. Obviously, it doesn't. So, yeah. I know I'm an idiot. But apparently, that's not how it works. So, I'll probably do some research on that. I probably should. So, yes, I would definitely adopt in the future. Not now. So, I hope I answered your question. Do I have a fear of kids? No, just don't want them. All right. Next question. This is pro wrestling related, but it has nothing to do with pro wrestling. Fuck, marry, kill. Trinity, AJ Lee, or Stephanie McMahon? First off, I never liked this game. All right. Well, I don't want to kill anyone. All right. Or can it be fuck, marry, punch? I'm not gonna kill her. So that's what we're playing. Fuck, marry, punch. All right. I'm not killing anyone. So here we go. Trinity. Trinity got that ass though. AJ too. Stephanie McMahon. If I marry Stephanie McMahon, that's tickets to WrestleMania for life. So, I'm marrying Stephanie. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm marrying her. Let's see. Fuck or kill. I meant fuck or punch. Not that it even sounds... it doesn't sound any better. Okay. Let me go. I'm gonna have to make sweet love to Trinity. And because that ass is ridiculous. And I'll be forced to knock AJ the fuck out, alright? Not my choice, but, yeah, sorry. Good question, by the way, whoever sent that. Even though I changed your question completely, it was fuck, marry, kill, and I turned it into love, marry, punch. But, alright, anyway. Number three. Question number three. This is from Taylor Marie. Let me see. Out of the list Marvel put out, Marvel Comics, out of the list Marvel Comics put out, what are the top movies you are excited for and why? Honestly, excited for every one of them. But if I had to pick one, without question, it's the Avengers. Excuse me. Avengers Infinity War. I used to read that comic as a kid. I never thought I would see it turn into a movie. So, yeah, that's going to be crazy, man. All those movies are going to be good. I haven't seen a bad or a terrible Marvel movie. I haven't seen a bad movie. I've seen okay Marvel movies, you know. Like the first Iron Man I thought was all right. The first Captain America. But I've never seen one that just sucked. So... that's what I'm excited for. Avengers, Infinity War. And when you see all those characters together on screen for the first time, everybody's going to lose their shit. So, yeah. There you go. All right. That's it. That's it for questions, emails, text messages, tweets, and all that stuff. All right, that's the podcast. Let me get out of here. But, as always, subscribe on iTunes. subscribe on Stitcher, subscribe to both, fuck it, download both apps, and subscribe and rate and review both of them, all right? Why not? What else? Follow me on Twitter at Let's Go 55, or just search the Rain Man Podcast. I'll pop up. You'll see me. Let me get out of here. All right. Let me finish editing this thing, put it out there, because yes, I know I'm 3 days late. Sorry. Once again. All right. Stop yelling at me. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you've been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. Them people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it. Cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.